Hey there, English speakers, and welcome to another very special episode of the More Than English podcast. I am your host and teacher, Jesse, and it is my mission to help you, the intermediate and advanced level English speaker, finally take control of your English speaking, take ownership of it so that you can create more opportunities, generate more income, and make a bigger impact with your career, with your business. And today, I'm talking to you if you are specifically in the job search, in a job hunt, looking to transition your career, looking to find a different company to work for, get a promotion, need to do a job interview. So today, what I'm going to present to you for the next 15 minutes or so is, as you hear a siren going on in the background, so I hope everything's okay there. But to help you enter your next job interview, whether that's for a new job, whether that's for your next job, whether that's for your promotion, I want to give you three specific steps, three specific ways to help you feel fully prepared when going into that job interview. Now, here's what today is not. Before we get started, here's what today is not. Today is not going to be three magical expressions to use in your job interview. It's not going to be that. It's not going to be any grammar practice like use this grammar, use present perfect instead of past. No, it's not going to be that. And it's not even going to be use these vocabulary words to sound great. No, you can find out in your industry these exact things for yourself. But what I'm going to do, I'm going to help you feel more prepared. Go into that job interview with an ownership of your English, of your ability, and most importantly, of yourself, and feel actually in control. Are you ready to do that? Are you ready? If you're ready, first off, if this episode helps you, share it with someone else who might need it as well. But before you do that, go grab a pen, go grab a paper, as I encourage you to do on every episode, and because I want you to treat this like your own coaching session or your own class, your own lesson, because that's what this is. Okay, so go grab a pen, go grab a paper. Here we go. Three big tips, three big ideas so you can crush your job interview. Because I've recently had a few amazing job interviews for some certain positions. One that they offered me the next step in the process immediately, which that never ever happens, right? He told me straight out, well, I can already tell you, Jesse, that I'm gonna pass you on to the next interview, so look out in your emails. That's amazing, right? And I've had a couple that had turned out like that. But let's get into it. The tips, I want you to write number one. The number one tip on how to crush your job interview is your attitude going into it. So I want you to write, act like this is a business meeting. Act like you already have the job, right? Write this down in any way that it resonates with you, but act like you already have the job. Act like you're going in and this is a meeting. So you want to find out what your next steps are, what you have to do. You want to know how you can perform. You want to perform. You want to demonstrate your expertise. You want to demonstrate your value to this company. You want to show what you can do, right? And what do you do in business meetings? You find out your next task. You find out, you learn about what you have to do. You learn about the company's goals. And we're going to get into this in tip two, but you should already kind of know a little bit about that. But let's stick with acting like you already have it. That does not mean go in with an arrogant attitude, right? I don't mean that. I don't mean going in with an attitude like, oh, well, are you ready to hire me? No, like, do you do that with your coworkers? Do you do that in your business meetings? No, you have a normal demeanor that you go in and get your task and go about your day, right? So, but this work is inside you. Because here, a lot of people go into job interviews nervous because they don't know, oh my gosh, I'm auditioning. What if they don't like me? What if I say the wrong word? What if I use the wrong vocabulary? What if I mess up my grammar? What if they don't understand my pronunciation? And you have those things playing in your mind like a record or like a CD. And those things are destroying your confidence. They are destroying your focus. And they are destroying your chances to perform at your best level. You see, if you focus on your mistakes, and this goes with job interviews, with presentations, with meetings, with calls with clients, and with regular relationships, if you focus on your failures, what are you going to get? You're going to get more failures. Because where our attention goes, our energy flows. That which we continually think about increases. So if you think about your failures, or you think about your weaknesses, or you're worried about your mistakes, or your... That's what's going to surface. All right. So enter in the state that you already have this job. These are your coworkers. This is your manager. So what do you have to do? Right? So that's number one. That's the most powerful thing. That's the most powerful mindset shift that I've made in my own career and in my own life. Right? That's number one. And the same goes with like dating or anything, right? Like, act like the person that you're striving to be. That's essentially that principle, but specifically for job interviews. Number two, write number two down. Number two is something you should do before the call, before you go into the office, before the interview, and that is research the company. On job interviews, I've had people literally ask me, so have you done research? Have you looked at our website? Have you stalked us a little bit? Fortunately, I have, because for me, for one, I want to be prepared. I want to know about this company, because if I'm going to work for them, I want to know if it's a good fit. But for two, because I'm curious as a business person, I'm curious about how this company runs. I'm curious about what they're doing. How does their website look? What is their mission? What is their marketing? What is their mission? What is their vision? How are they communicating on their website? And this will tie into tip number three in a bit. But where can I add more value? Is there anything that's not right that I can maybe give some tips, or I can help them, right? But do your research, know about the company, know, here are a few things that you can write under number two. Here is A, B, and C. Number one, what is their vision? What is their mission? What is their main purpose? What is their value? Number two, what are their general job descriptions? What's their vibe of their company? Is it more casual? Is it laid back? Is it friendly? Is it really proper and formal? Is it unclear? Right? What is this company? Because here's the thing, that if you are valuable, Like, they are interviewing you. You're interviewing them. You don't have to take this job. Maybe you just don't get good feelings about it. You know what I mean? So that's number two. Research the company and your position. What are your specific jobs? What are your specific tasks going to be? Right? Be prepared to answer questions like situational questions. Right? Imagine you had a client who told you XYZ. What would you say to them? Or imagine we're trying to solve this problem, you know, client turnover. How would you address that? Imagine we are in a role play situation and you get this objection. Whatever, right? Be prepared for those type of questions. It's not real, like, one, the higher levels you go, the less you're going to get questions like, tell me about your three strengths and weaknesses and your biggest weakness. No, we want to be prepared for something deeper, right? And number three, and I've talked about this before in a previous podcast. There's a whole episode dedicated toward this, but it's communicate your value. And here's the thing. This part is exactly why I'm not giving you three expressions to say. No, because you want to communicate your value and you want to feel it. It has to come from your heart. What value can you bring? You see, when a company hires new talent or gives you a promotion, they're doing it for one reason. They're doing it so they can get more profit, right? Because you perform, you get on sales calls, you design a logo or you design a campaign, you are a copywriter, you are doing your job to bring in more clients so that the company makes more money so that they can give you more money, right? The more value you are, the more value you bring to the company, the more valuable you are to that company. So you should look at how can you bring more value to that company. That goes back to number two. And number three, what value can you see? What value can you feel? What value do you bring to this position? And let's say you're a copy editor. Let's say you're a designer. Is there anything on the website that you would suggest? You know, and I'm not saying like be offensive, and but maybe give a slight suggestion. Like, for example, I saw your website. I think it's really good, but I wonder if it would bring more clients if you had this design rather than that design. Or have you tested this, right? This wording, this type of layout, this type of messaging, right? Demonstrate your value, feel your value, understand what value. It's not just words on the paper. Oh, I can bring in more clients. Okay, great. How? Right? So you want to feel your value that you have. You want to feel that it's more than just a job, but this is your almost identity. And your identity is to bring value, to bring a sense of increase to everyone that you come in contact with. Personally, that is a mantra of mine. And that's part of my morning meditations, and part of my vision is that everyone I come in contact with feels a sense of increase because they're special. And I feel the same about you. And I want the same for you. I want you to be in contact with me and feel that your life is just a little bit more special. It has a little bit more light. It has a little more direction. It has a little more encouragement. Some value is added, right? And if you go about with that feeling, you'll be in you'll be shocked and you'll be impressed and you will love what starts to happen in your life. And that's my three. Well, those are my three for my grammar focus people. Those are my three biggest tips, my three biggest pieces of advice for having a powerful job interview, crushing your job interview, making a strong impression with your job interview, and ultimately getting the job if it's the right fit for you, or at least getting offered the job, and then you having the decision whether you take it or not, if it aligns with your values. Remember, they are interviewing for you, but you're also interviewing them. I've had jobs that I've gone in interviews and I didn't feel right. And I've actually turned jobs down. When I was in a rough situation. Because it didn't feel right, right? So that's what I want to leave you with. And I thank you. Thank you for spending the time with me. We've been here for 16 minutes. I'm going to sign off here. I thank you for spending your time with me. I value you so much. Connect with me on LinkedIn. That's where I am mostly. You can just search me, Jesse Swede. I also have some free courses, free material, but also I'm offering a special promotion right now. And I need a few people. Well, I don't need, but I'm inviting a few people to get personal coaching with me for 12 months. For English coaching, business English coaching, English fluency coaching, whatever your, we're going to decide your specific goal and your specific path, but it's personalized English coaching for an entire year, you know, upon at this time of recording, for an entire year for one simple, you know, very, very reasonable price. Let me know if you want to know more about that. Share this episode with someone who needs it. Share this episode with someone who's in the job hunt, that someone feels discouraged. I know that the job search, it can be discouraging at times. Let this be a light to them. Other than that, I've had it with you. Thank you for listening. I'll see you next time.